Chris.
Thank you, Helen Willetts. Now time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday the 16th of June. There are warnings of gales in Bailey and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Mid-Atlantic low 992 slowly moving northeastwards with little change by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking northwest 4 to 6 becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeast 4 or 5 later, rain later, good. North at Cirra, south at Cirra, northwesterly 4 to 6 becoming variable 2 to 4 later, fair, good. 40s Cromarty, 4th Tyne, Dogger. Variable 2 to 4 becoming southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in 40s and Cromarty, veering southwesterly later except in northeast 40s. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Fisher, northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, fair, good. German Bight, northwest becoming variable 2 to 4, then south 3 to 5 later, fair, good. Humber, Thames, cyclonic becoming southwest later, 3 to 5, showers, rain later, moderate or good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. West or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first, rain or showers, fog patches in Portland and Plymouth, and elsewhere later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, showers, moderate or good. Southeast Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, but occasionally northerly 5 in far southeast, fair, good. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Cyclonic at first in Irish Sea, otherwise westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, rain or drizzle at times, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, South Bailey. Cyclonic becoming southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times, except in Malin, occasionally rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Bailey, easterly or southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 for a time, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, east or southeast becoming cyclonic later 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first in Fair Isle and 7 in Faroes. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic mainly easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 later in northwest, decreasing 3 to 5 later in southwest. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree automatic, southeast by south 4, 13 miles, 1009, falling slowly. Stornoway, southeast 3, 32 miles, 1010, falling slowly. Lerwick, north-northwest 1, more than 38 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Lucas, east by north 2, 19 miles, 1013, falling more slowly. Bridlington, east-southeast 3, 1012, falling slowly. Sandetti, light vessel automatic, west by south 5, 5 miles, 1012. Greenwich, light vessel automatic, southwest by west 4, 2 miles, 1013. Jersey, west-northwest 3, 8 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, west-northwest 4, 1014. Scilly automatic, southwest by south 3, rain, 200 metres, 1014, falling slowly. Valentia, southwest 2, 6 miles, 1009, falling more slowly. Ronald's Way, southeast by east 2, fog, 300 metres, 1010, steady. Malin Head, south-southeast 2, 7 miles, 1008, falling slowly. Now to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. The general situation, an Atlantic low will continue to push frontal systems in from the west, with occasional rain or showers for most areas and fog patches developing for western and southern waters, but winds will be light at times. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. east or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 for a time, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first, veering southwest 2 to 4 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southeast 3 to 5, veering southwest 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, mainly fair for a time later. Good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southeast veering southwest later, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 for a time. Rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, then mainly fair, rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, cyclonic, mainly westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first. Showers, then mainly fair, rain and fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 3 or less, becoming west or southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 for a time. Showers, then rain or drizzle and fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first. Fog patches, fair for a time. Rain and drizzle later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 2 in Bristol Channel. Occasional rain and drizzle and fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwesterly 3 to 5, occasional rain or drizzle and fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 3 to 5. Fog patches, rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Isle of Man, south or southwest 2 to 4, increasing 4 or 5. Fog patches, occasional rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor or very poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first, becoming variable 2 or 3, then south or southwest 3 to 5 later. Rain or drizzle at times, fog patches in southeast, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in southeast. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, veering southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor for a time. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southerly or southwesterly later 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. East or southeast, veering south or southwest later, 3 to 5. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on BBC Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day with the Reverend Dr. Rosa Hunt.
Hello and happy Bloomsday. Today is the day on which the whole of James Joyce's Ulysses is set, 16th of June 1904, an entire novel in a single ordinary day in Dublin. The name comes from the novel's central character, Leopold Bloom, who wanders around Dublin over the course of the day, a day like many others, making breakfast, going to a funeral, walking on the beach, visiting a pub, buying soap. The first organised Bloomsday was in 1954, but today it's a major cultural event, especially in Dublin. People dress in Edwardian costume, read passages aloud, eat the foods Bloom eats, and visit the places named in the text. The date wasn't random for Joyce either. 16 June 1904 was the day of his first outing with Nora Barnacle, the woman who became his lifelong partner. We never know how significant an ordinary day might turn out to be. The novel's closing soliloquy ends, "And yes, I said yes, I will, yes." It's an invitation for each of us to say yes to the great adventure of life and love that this most ordinary of days might hold. Loving God, this is the day that you have made, and we thank you for the gift of it. Open our eyes to see the small miracles, the unexpected kindnesses, and the heart-stopping beauties of today. And where we encounter squirming embarrassments, depressing failures, or downright tragedy, open our eyes to see your sustaining, loving presence through it all. Give us the courage to say a bigger yes to life today. Amen.
That was the Reverend Dr. Rosa Hunt. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:45.